Aviators. I'm Holly Blino, your host of The Aviator's Guide, and thanks for joining me today. There are a few things that you need to know before you start flight school, and that's what this episode is all about. It's going to be short and sweet and to the point. One of the first things that you need to know about flight school is that your check rides and your written exams are all going to be out of pocket. And you're probably thinking, well, isn't all the training out of my pocket? Say you're going to a Part 141 flight school and you paid them a bunch of cash up front. Generally, those check rides and the written exams are still going to be coming out of your pocket. So be prepared for that. And check rides can cost anywhere from $500 on the very cheap side to around $1,500. So make sure that you set aside some extra cash for those check rides. And you will have check rides for private pilot, instrument, commercial single engine land, commercial multi-engine land, CFI and CFII if you choose to go that route. And the written exams are also out of your pocket, and so make sure that you are prepared for those written exam costs as well. And those written exams you have to take for each of your ratings as well, except for that add-on for commercial. So you'll have a written exam for private pilot, for instrument, for commercial, for CFII, and two for CFI. So just keep that in mind. The second thing that you need to know before you start flight school is that if you plan on working at your flight school where you're going for training, your interview starts the day that you would start attending flight school. So just know that they're going to be looking at how you do as a student, how you treat each other, how you participate in the school. So if you do want to work there as an instructor, make sure that you act the part from day one. Maintain professionalism, maintain inclusivity, and give it 100%. And on that note of giving it 100% and maintaining professionalism, you need to know that aviation is a very small community. So if you upset somebody, it could affect you later on. Just be kind and remember the golden rule. Treat others how you would like to be treated, or maybe even better, treat others how they would like to be treated. If later on down the line, someone helps you out with your aviation career, remember to do the same and pay it forward and help out those behind you that are still learning and trying to build hours. Be part of the community and be helpful. The next two things I'm going to mention I talked about in the flight school supplies episodes. One is please get yourself a good headset. I still really wish that I had a better headset for my training so that I could have heard those comms better, could have built more confidence within me, and it would have just made things a whole lot easier. So make sure that you get yourself a good headset. And the last thing I'm going to remind you of is that most of your books that you're going to need are free via 4Flight and the FAA website once you get that 4Flight subscription. Okay, so remember those things and you'll be good to go.
At this point during the recording, I had someone come up to check on me, and then we started talking about flight training, which is always fun for me.
That's networking, you guys. Talking to pilots, being friendly to people, just being your genuine, cool self, and just having fun with it. Like, aviation is a really cool community to be a part of. Not everybody in aviation is going to be a helpful friend for you, but just stay true to yourself and you be that helpful friend for others. So the five things you need to know before you start flight training: check rides and written exams are out of pocket. If you want to work at your flight school, your interview starts the day that you start your training. The aviation community is small, so maintain a positive, good personality and be kind to others. Get yourself a good headset for training. And remember that most of your books are free to download on the FAA website and on 4Flight if you have a 4Flight subscription. So you don't have to go buy all those books if you really don't want to. One more thing that I'd like to mention is I'm starting a Captain's Corner. And I will be putting those as their own video sometimes or at the end of other videos. Today, I'm going to be featuring Philip Sizemore. He's the main pilot here for the Epic 1000, which is a very cool plane. And there are less than 100 of these planes in the United States. Mr. Philip Sizemore, what is your current job?
I currently pastor a church in Cleburne and also fly full time in the Epic here for few different guys.
And what are some jobs that you had before this?
My first real fun thing was right after I got my commercial license living up in Missouri, the guy that was doing aerial photography, and I got in with him flying a 172, and it paid $100 a day. We would fly sometimes 3 hours, sometimes 12 hours in a day. Pay was the same no matter what you did. And also on Sundays, almost every single Sunday, I would fly hauling parachute jumpers out of Ball River, Missouri. And so we had a 182 with a 235 horsepower engine on it and only one seat in it. They pay me $10 a landing. I'd do anywhere from like 8 to 15 landings on a Sunday. So it was a really good job. I like that one really well.
Are either of those jobs what you thought you would do when you were going through flight training?
Oh, no. No, actually, I just happened to grew up around airplanes and loved to fly. And then one time I was talking to my wife and said, you know, I want to go get my commercial rating, see if I can find a little something on the side. And it's kind of funny because I trained with this guy for commercial and I finally got it done. And the guy that was training me to fly with my commercial, he had this friend that was doing the aerial photography stuff. They called me up the next day. And so the day after I got my commercial rating, The following day, I got the call. And then the day after that, I was out. We were flying. It was all low level. Like, we stayed right around 1,000 feet shooting pictures of houses, and we would go all day long. That was a lot of fun. Good times.
Do you wish that you did anything differently?
I would have liked it to have been different, you know, maybe quicker. I got my license in 91, and then I got my instrument rating in 97, and we had kids coming along and stuff, so that ran out all the money. I didn't get to fly for about 10 years, and then after the kids growing up a little bit, I started flying again, and that's when I got the commercial rating, and we moved down here to Texas after that, and got my instructor rating. Less than a year, I had all that done, and was instructing and everything pretty quickly.
Do you have any words of advice to newer pilots?
Yeah, I've learned that if you have an opportunity, go do it, even if it does not the money you want or whatever, because the money will come, I think, if you just be patient and just, if you love to fly, it'll show. And then if you continually fly all you can, every chance you get better at it. Another piece of advice, just be nice to everybody, because they'll not want you around to fly their airplanes. Probably 50% of being a professional pilot is just being nice to everybody, and not fake, but just like be who you are and be genuinely kind to them. Because if you're not, they'll pick that up. I mean, they got to hang out with you. It's not just you go fly them somewhere and drop them off. You're around them. Smile as you're getting their luggage out. If they tell you to go give them something to eat, go do it in a happy way.
Yeah, little things go a long way.
Yep, it does. And so that's what I would advise. Just always be nice to the not just your customers, but other pilots and everything, even if they're not nice to you. If your goal is to get into this, go fly an airplane, it works out.
Well, thanks for tuning in today, guys. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you next Friday on The Aviator's Guide. Don't forget to like this video, subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's free. And if you're listening to this podcast, go ahead and follow the podcast and rate and review it as well. That'd be very helpful for me, and I would appreciate it. See you later, aviators.